Can we stand up and clap our hands for our God if we are ready for blessings today? Hallelujah. Amen. Hymn number 170, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Living below in this simple world, seeking a refuge for my soul. Needing a friend to help me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Pick your Bible and remain standing. Pick your Bible and remain standing. And let's all together chorus Psalm 46. Amen. Are we there? Psalm 146, if you are with me, shall we go? God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he has made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. The church we say. The church we say. You may be seated. You may be seated. Praise God. We are in a period that the Bible called perilous times. Trouble everywhere. Trouble everywhere in the whole world. Not just Nigeria here, Africa. Both spiritual and physical. Strange sicknesses everywhere. You know now, the latest, Ebola. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And don't you ever think anything is going to be better. It is our wish that will be peace. It is our wish that we shall all live peacefully. But there cannot be peace. The reason is simple. Satan knows his end is at the door. Satan knows, according to God's divine agenda, his end is at the door. And he's giving his last onslaught. See? William Branham said that in this age, he said, Satan released 200 million demons. And each one, they are not moving like a united army. 200 demons here are 200 different, 200 million demons here. 200 million assignments. One demon alone can cause confusion in the whole of Lagos here. 200 million demons. 200 million assignments. 200 million
problems for man. 200 million.
And don't be so spiritual until you know nothing about current affairs. Read the newspapers. Because there are some things, trouble that will come, that you will not see it in your dream. So that you will know whether to run to the north or run to the east. So you should be current. More importantly, we need to be current because there is nothing happening that the Bible did not prophesy it will come to pass. It helps you when you know what is happening to know what time we are in now. And when we come together like this, we need to remind ourselves. Hunger will continue. Unemployment will continue. Spiritual wickedness in high places, strange things will be happening. When you read some things, you will just imagine whether this is, you are seeing it in a dream or it's real. Wickedness. And then, the setting is even such that criminals have a cover. They are abolishing capital punishment for criminals. So, what do you think they are leading to? That you take somebody's life, they will say, you should not die for it. The one that was just walking on the street, we saw some two black men, saw some policeman on the road who closed on duty, a soldier, or I think a military man or so in UK some time ago, and just stopped and went and killed him. And they were showing their chest. Yes, kill him. Kill him there. Stop him. Kill him to death there. And they were. Yes, kill him. Kill him. Yes. They were boasting over him. And why do they do that? They know they will not be killed. What is the effect? The worst, they will give them a life imprisonment. And when they serve after some time, they say they behaved well. So they give them what they call parole. They release them to go. So who is afraid of crime again? Then the other way too is, well, after all, I know if they catch me, I go die. So before they catch me, die, make I keep plenty. So the truth is, there is evil. No way, there is nothing to pacify evil. Nothing. Hallelujah. And don't think that you are safe. As long as you are alive, you are also exposed to the same danger all around. Some few years back, when somewhere in Lagos here, when you wake up, and then you will hear that a whole street, from one end to the other, a group of criminals, robbers, will enter from house to house, room to room. They fill the whole street, and they will rob, and they will rape, and they will maim. Sometimes they will kill, and they will go. And nobody will catch them. What used to come to my mind is, so, all this number of people, because they said there were over 100 of them, over 200 you they came. So, I said, 200 people came together. I said, let us go and rob. They had a meeting. They have a club of robbers. That is the level of spiritual wickedness that we have going on now. Fellow human beings against human beings. We even understand that some of these strange diseases are the same human beings in laboratories, manufacture them and send them out. Whether it's true or not, amen. God knows it.
But they exist. They exist. From one thickness to another. From one thing to another. They don't come at the same time. When this one is finished, another one will come up. When this one is finished, another one will come up. So there is no end to it. Then, we now have natural disasters. They are everywhere. They are everywhere. Till today, a plane carrying how many hundred people disappear. No trace of it. Where is it now? If it crashed, where it crashed now? They have sized the depth of the sea everywhere in the area it flew past. They don't see it. Praise God. There is no place safe. If you say you don't go enter plane, now road you go follow. Their own is worse. Accidents every day. Strange ones. A driver was telling me how he was driving his motor JJ. All of a sudden, another hand appeared on the steering and diverted it. So he was struggling with it, and his hand was until he was able to stop. And the passenger was saying, "Okay, driver, what is happening?" He said, "When I don't see who they fight with me for steering." Wanted them to go into a bush. There are some bridges along some roads that a particular time of the year you see that accident on that spot every time. Accident on that spot. Strange things. I'm not saying anything you don't know. I'm only calling your attention to what exists among us that all of us know. To let us know that there is no place of safety on earth here that man has created. Amen. See, the year has begun. As you do your own plan for this year, spiritual wickedness, principalities and powers, children of Belial, serpent seeds, demonic kingdom, satanic kingdom, they are also planning their own against you. And number one target of the enemy on earth is the Christians. We are his only problem because the rest are following him. We are the only ones that refuse to follow him. We decided to follow the God of Israel. He is the only true God. Can somebody say the God of Israel is the only true God? Can you say it again? If your neighbor no talk am, then Amadioha is her God. Amadioha is your God. If you no talk am, oh yeah, say it again. The God of Israel is the only true God. Look your neighbor. Amadioha. Some people or four is hanging in their house. You're or four. Praise God. All other gods, they are the works of men. The God of Israel is the only true God. There is none like him. He's the most powerful God. He's the most reliable God. He's the most dependable God. He's the most merciful God. He's the most faithful God. The God of Israel. What is his name? Somebody shout his name. Shout our name, the name of our God. His name is Jesus. Can we clap our hands for our God? Hallelujah. And what I'm trying to share tonight, praise God, in the afternoon, the Lord ministered to me, amen, that an an unbeliever, that's the way I receive it. He said, an unbeliever, his child, that is an unbeliever, will be coming here for vigil. And he's coming here because he has problems. Death is facing him. And he will be coming here for the first time. Is there anybody? You're coming here for the first time, but you have not given your life to Christ. But you are making up your mind now. You want to serve God. You come here for the first time. Today is your first time. You left, and something happened. You have decided to give your life to Christ. I should have asked this question before talking. Who is the person? Let me just confirm what I heard today. Stand up. Is there any other person? Today is your first time?
Yes, sir.
First time?
Yes, sir.
You had an experience that is troubling you?
Yes, sir.
And you decided you want to give your life to Christ?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Now you know. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Sit down, sit down. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Among the gods, who is like thee? Glorious in holiness and fearful in praise.
Always
doing wonders. Hallelujah. And I was imagining that because of one person, God can give a sermon. Because of one soul, one. Just because of one person. And may you be that one person here tonight. Praise God. Just very briefly. Hallelujah. The Bible says in verse 11 of Psalm 46, he said, the Lord of hosts is with us. He said, the God of Jacob is our refuge. And the title of exhortation is The Place of Refuge. And that young man, the enemy is pursuing him unto death. And he doesn't know where to go. That's what is in my mind. That's why we sang that song, Where Will I Go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. But not just for him, but for all of us. In the midst of all these dangers, confronting mankind, everybody is looking for one form of protection or the other. That is why occultic kingdoms are receiving more and more combat. More and more membership. This is the period. In Nigeria now, election period are going on, and in Nigeria, the type of election we do, although it is democracy, we borrowed it from the Yoruba people. But Oyibo people don't do our kind of democracy. Our own is do or die. It includes going to kill the opponent so that only me will stand and win. And so, because of it, everybody is now going to look for where they will fortify themselves. So, occultic groups, occultic kingdom, they are getting more and more members now in this period. Businesses, there's economic stress, economic depression, and devil and his kingdom telling everyone, you come to me, I know what I will give you so that your market will sell. And some people have even constituted themselves. If you want to prosper, you want to get a job in our organization, then our MD, He belongs to a cult. If you join, he will give you the job. You see all of us? Do you think you can get this type of job now if you don't belong? So you must belong. You are looking for a job from your brother who is making it, and he's looking at you. You see me, I'm making it. If you want to also make it, follow me to where I enter and join me and enter. If you say no, he said then, you go now and serve your Jesus. Amen. Dangers everywhere. There are some people that earthquake, they are used to earthquake. Because almost every day, there must be places like Japan. In fact, Asian countries generally. Earthquake. Tsunamis. We have shipwrecks everywhere. Plane crashes everywhere. Our sister was giving me testimony during the week. Who left here back to Denmark? She'll be watching us now. She came around for her deliverance here, going back with her daughter, little daughter. They took off, said, just before they left Lagos here on their way back to Denmark, going through Turkey. They took the Turkish airline, which is the popular airline of most of you here that travel out because it's a little cheaper. Especially those of you going to Europe. Now quickly, she said, suddenly the pilot announced that in 25 minutes we shall be landing at the airport in Turkey. And that he said, but we shall have a little turbulence. Then he said, the pilot then added, I hope we can land safely. He said, as soon as he finished that announcement, few seconds after, they entered turbulence. He said it was as if something came up, like, give me a chance, but threw the plane to the left, threw it again to the right, until the luggage compartment, luggages were falling off on passengers. Small time it will go up. Small time it will nosedive down. Everybody was shouting their last prayers. She was shouting, oh God of Israel, oh God of William Brown, oh God of Brother Assembly, oh God of Pastor Moses, oh God of whoever you know. You laugh now, imagine if you are inside that plane. You know, when we shout testimony like this, you don't get the impact. Some of us who have experienced it before. Eh? Uche, wave your hand, you have experienced it before. I have experienced it before. A local flight here in Nigeria, between here and Abuja. Until I didn't know whether the plane was upside down or this, and then we were battling, and everybody was saying his last prayers. I've given that testimony here before. Praise God. I gave that testimony to show faith. Eh? I was giving you the meaning of faith. That faith is the substance of things hoped for. I was giving you the definition of that statement. In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. I said something must give your faith substance. There is something that makes you have that. You cannot have an abstract faith. There must be something that makes you believe what you believe. Amen. And one of it is a promise of God. Thus said the Lord. And I was married for 20 years, no child. You know my testimony. And At that period, I had prayed years back. And then one day I was praying, Lord, are you not going to give me a child after? I think then it was about 15 years or so. Tell me, okay, if you will answer me, then if you give me a child, then show me now. I was praying that. And then suddenly, it took me to turn and sitting on the bed where I was praying, a child was sitting there, a baby boy, black in complexion, rubber like this, sitting down. And my God has never showed me anything that didn't come to pass. That is faith. And so I believed that I will not die until that child comes. That is faith. So while I was in a plane, while everybody was panicking, they were shouting, they were whatever they were. Even Muslims were shouting Jesus that day. I sat down, quiet. All that was coming out of my mouth is, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In my heart, I said, if this plane crash, everybody die. Me, I go there alive. Why? Because that child you show me, he never come. He never come. Okay, that is by the way. I used it some time ago to teach you the meaning of faith. And why you should have faith. And how you can have faith. But I'm telling you that it's not an easy experience where you face death like that. You see? And so, even in the air, there is no security. Wherever there is no security, anywhere. That is why I say, we must live our lives ready to go at any time. If these sons of Belial come with their suicide bombing and jam you anywhere, but God forbid, you should be found with Jesus. And so we're looking at the place of refuge. The God of Jacob is our refuge. What is the meaning of refuge? It is from refuge we get refugee. Correct? And who is a refugee? The word refugee comes from the people who are running away from danger and looking for a place they can escape from the dangers around them. There are refugees. Where there are battles being fought. The northeast Nigeria, you see where Boko Haram is there disturbing and destroying places there. And the displaced people, no house to live, all property burnt down. The only thing they escape with is their own life. Nothing more. They go and gather somewhere as a place of refuge from the danger that is before them. And I have listed some of the dangers all around that necessitates every human being now to look for a place of refuge. To hide from all the dangers and the effects of all the dangers around.